Lake Superior is many things. It's a source of enjoyment, recreation, livelihood, concern, and inspiration. WTIP asked community members to use the inspiration from the lake to share creative pieces. We posed the question, what does Lake Superior mean to you? And we collected different perspectives and expressions of the lake's impact.
I'm Carol Peterson of Tofty. They dance on the horizon, 20 miles wide, the wisps of lost mariners, appearing, disappearing, a foggy chorus line on a Superior stage.
Mary Sanders was inspired to write about Lake Superior.
Her western tip for him and me, launching sight of our adult life, returning through decades, vacations, meditation, recreation, renewal of spirit emanating from her body. Then, children grown, retirement near, an opportunity to live on her north shore, place of blessings, not the least of these her moderated climate, our Scandinavian Riviera, not quite paradise, but our chosen place to live await.
Briand Morrison wrote the song Sunrise on Superior. Andrew Ashcroft's The Mistress.
Since they came, those old Europeans, cast like sea wrack upon the new world, they have loved the hem of this shore like their old mistress, the ocean. Intemperate, callous, jealous, beautiful, claiming more than her fair share of lovers and lives. The feckless, faithless younger sister of the mistress who fed and clothed and claimed their fathers and grandfathers. To love this shore, cold and beautiful and hammering, is foolish and magnificent. It sets one's heart singing like Pyrrhic victory. There is but one ending for one loved by this lady, grasped in the cold bosom of the waves, sinking down to scatter one's bones with the beloved mistress.
Rick Anderson's poem, read by Stacey Droulard.
A sip of lake. I speak the language of lake as mother tongue, and a dialect passed down through stories from generations who knew this water as a relative, the ancestor of many clans who dreamed in Ojibwe, in French, in Swedish, in English. The stories share a common vocabulary of knowing by instinct the moment to safely paddle day long towards a shifting island, into confusing fog or confounding mirage, the smell of smoking fish, the howl of wind from the northwest, the commerce of building boats and fishing deep, mushing dogs across a winter bridge of ice, the swirl around a boulder anchored crib of an incoming seiche. The voice of lake is carried on wind, sometimes whispered, sometimes screamed, always promising with each wave, bounty, beauty, mystery. It is the incessant wave of promise that we will always cup chilled lake and trust a quenching drink from our palm. Yet, we have failed in listening to lake. We ask the right question, expecting an answer, but from the wrong source. Bounty or a bounty? Too big to fail is the shroud stolen by greed as reward to continue the theft, while Lake has a bounty on her head as ominous as that on Wolf. On bleached paper, the map of Lake looks like Wolf's head. St. Louis Bay, the snout, Minong, the eye, the Keweenaw, a hungry jaw, Nipigon Bay, the alert ear, hearing of an imminent trophy status. Lake knows well the cruelty of a bounty. The chilled, sweet drink is to be freely drawn for mountain snow that refuses to melt or to make blasted rock bleed acid. We foul our palm before each sip. We must realize, like gulls, like otter, like fish, like Anishinaabe, that lake is too big to fail. We must continue in gratitude, in defiance, in hope, to sip lake from our palm, and in that chilled refreshment, taste home.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. This project is funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act, by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in cooperation with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program. To learn more, visit wtip.org/lakesuperiorproject.